Good morning, good morning, leaders of faith listeners. This is Pastor Michael Bailey, and welcome to your early morning cup of bread. Now, we know that man cannot live by bread alone, but this segment is meant to inspire, encourage, motivate, and wake you up to what Christ is calling you to do. Welcome. Hey, how's everybody doing? I just came to let you know that you have to love your haters anyway. Now, I know that you've been doing stuff for different people. You've been going out of your way, and you know that they have did you wrong over and over again. But you have to love them anyway. You have to love your enemies. You have to pray for your enemies, and you have to put it into God's hands. Now, let me prove this to you. In Luke 6:27, it says, "But I say unto you which hear, love your enemies, do good to them which hate you, bless them that curse you, and pray for them which despitefully use you." Now, this is somebody that's a straight up hater on you. They got that, they're drinking that haterade. Now, this doesn't mean that you're ignorant of the fact of what they're doing, but it says in the word that you pray for your enemies. I know, you probably saying, "Well, Pastor Michael, why do I have to love my enemies?" Let me tell you, you not only have to love your enemies, but also you have to forgive them for things that they did to you. Now, you're doing this for you can be healed and so that your blessings will not be hindered. Luke 6:35 says, "But love ye your enemies and do good and lend, hoping for nothing again. And your reward shall be great, and ye shall be the children of the highest. For he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil." So I encourage you to love your enemies anyway so that you can continue to be blessed. Don't hate them because they hate you. When they go low, you go high. I hope you have a great day, and I hope this helps and blesses you. And be ye therefore merciful as your Father also is merciful. That's Luke 6:36. Be blessed. Hey, if you desire to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, repeat this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I ask you to forgive my sins and save me from eternal separation from God. By faith, I accept your work and death on the cross as sufficient payment for my sins. I ask that you come into my life and make me whole again. Thank you for providing the way for me to know you and to have a relationship with my Heavenly Father. Through faith in you, I have eternal life. Thank you also for hearing my prayers and loving me unconditionally. Please give me the strength, wisdom, and determination to walk in the center of your will. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. If you just said that prayer with me, congratulations on being born again and welcome into the kingdom of God. If you don't have a church home, be sure to get into a Bible-believing church. Once again, congratulations for being born again. Continue to read His word, get guidance, and be blessed. Hey, get inspired, motivated, and empowered through the Word of God. Tune into the Leaders of Faith show every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with your host, Pastor Michael Bailey. Go to our website, TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org, and download the Leaders of Faith show. Thanks for listening. Hey, if you need any type of special prayer, be sure to contact us by email, prayer@TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org. That's prayer@TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org.